Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
If that sounds familiar, it's no surprise. That's the sound of activists, thousands of them, in Cairo's Tahrir Square. This time, they're not protesting Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. They're protesting the military leaders who have since taken over the country since Mubarak left. Anthony Shadid is the bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times, just returned within the hour from Cairo's Tahrir Square. Anthony Shadid, hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. Can you tell me, are these the same groups of people in Tahrir Square now that were there in February?
You know, it's really not, either in numbers or in makeup. The crowds are impressive, and I think they seem to have grown over the past few days. In fact, when I was there, I spent the night in Tahrir. The crowds were as big at 4 a.m. as they were at, you know, 10 p.m. The makeup is a little different, though. I think what we're seeing is a largely secular crowd these days. Some of the younger youth for the Muslim Brotherhood, the country's biggest Islamic group, are there. But as an organization, the Muslim Brotherhood hasn't joined these protests, in contrast to what we saw back in January and February. So it's a little bit different crowd, and the numbers aren't exactly like what we saw early on. But there's clearly a momentum there, and it's something that the government, the military council, is having to reckon with.
All right, but this is the fifth day of this peaceful protest. What are they demanding?
Well, the demands are they're extensive. And I think if you looked at what the, you know, specifics are, they probably wouldn't make a lot of sense to an American audience. But in general, there's a frustration with what they see as a weak civilian government, a very opaque military council, an unaccountable military council that's making decisions on its own, even if it does have talks occasionally with opposition groups or with the protesters themselves. I think there's frustration with the speed of the trials of men who belong to Mr. Mubarak's government and Mr. Mubarak himself. And there's also frustration with the police, people who are accused of killing protesters and the delays in their trials as well.
We're speaking with Anthony Shadid, who's the Beirut bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times, just returned from Cairo's Tahrir Square, where there are protests going forward. Anthony, we got a response from the military governors of Egypt who say they will use all legitimate means to stop these protests. What does that mean?
Well, I think it's a tough line they're trying to negotiate right now. The military council is very sensitive to being seen on the wrong side of the protesters. And you've seen, I think, time and time again since the revolution itself, the military council trying to accommodate the protesters in their own kind of tentative, halting, and an opaque way. It's often more confusing than productive. At the same time, I think they do worry where the country is headed. They are somewhat awkward in being charged of a country where they've often played their role most decisively in the background. Now they're thrust to the forefront, and they haven't taken to it very well, to be honest. They're not sure really where to go forward is the kind of sense you get right now. There's talk about delaying the elections. There's talk about what next steps might be in terms of, you know, cabinet reshuffle, of trying to lay down principles for a constitution. It's a very confusing time in Cairo right now, a very turbulent time. And I think, you know, what the protesters in some ways are saying is that it's a time that's every bit as important as the revolution itself, as the overthrow of Mr. Mubarak back in February.
And are they willing to stay for months?
I'm sorry?
Are they willing to stay for weeks, perhaps months, in Tahrir Square?
Absolutely. I think there are some. I don't think it would necessarily see tens of thousands, but are thousands willing to stay put and to try to press their demands? I think they absolutely are.
Anthony Shadid, Beirut bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times, just returned from Egypt, where he visited Tahrir Square and the thousands of activists there who are staging a sit-in demanding that the military rulers change many policies and some of them step down.